Hi, this is Pat Council, and if you're listening to this, you must have purchased my book, The Power of Intentional Goal Setting. I encourage you to take your time and go through the exercises in the book and to write down the most clear, concise answers that you can come up with at that point in time. The best thing about this book is that because it is a workbook, you can always go back and change your answers, you can refine your answers, and you can add new things to your goal achievement journey. I want to talk to you today about the soul of achievement. So many people work to achieve and they forget that they have to incorporate more than just a thought. The soul is different from the spirit in the body. This is actually a biblical concept. The Bible actually tells us that we are spirit, soul, and body. You can find that in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 23. The soul is made up of your mind, your will, and your emotions. This is the part of you that is what we would call the natural man. And the natural man is governed only by the soul and the body, because you have not yet activated your spirit by being born again. Now, I am not here to preach to you, but I'm here to share information that will help you to become stronger in your goal achievement journey. In your goal achievement journey, you want to understand that when you can connect your soul to your spirit, you become powerful as beyond measure. You can do anything. The best of who you are, it comes to the forefront. And does that mean that you can't make mistakes? Does that mean everything is going to happen the way you want it to happen? No, that doesn't mean that. It doesn't mean that things are going to play out in your favor every single time. You will still have your challenges because you are dealing with your soul. Now, in this recording, we're only going to talk about the soul. And you can find out more information about the spirit from other sources. And of course, in time, I'll be sharing information about the spirit. You can join our Power Achievement Club, which is where we're going to talk about, I want to say anything, but not really anything, but anything as it relates to you achieving your goals and to you becoming your most successful self. So now, as we talk about the soul, I want to remind you again, the soul is the mind, the will, and the emotions. Now, the good part about that is that it starts in your mind. In other words, it means that you have full control over what's going to happen. People tell us that the spirit is stronger than the soul, and that's true. But the spirit isn't going to become developed or grow in any way unless you feed it properly. And so with that being said, I want to remind you that these must be connected in order for you to become your most powerful self. In order for you to get beyond things such as fear, you must tap into your spirit. But in order for you to even get to that point, you must first engage your soul. When we talk about the soul, the first thing, the mind, this is where all of your thoughts begin. And if someone can control the mind, they can control everything else about you. That's why it's important to watch what you listen to, pay attention to what you're watching on television, all of these things. Listen to what politicians are saying to you and really paying attention to what is coming into your mind. Now, that's not something that you have to really be fanatical about, in that you have to be afraid that the wrong things are going into your mind. You can put up filters that will prevent these things from going into your mind and counteract them by using phrases that will keep you strong, that will keep you inspired. For example, if someone is saying something negative to you, in your mind, you can really start repeating the opposite. If someone starts saying that you're a loser, in your mind, you can say, I'm a winner, I'm a winner, I'm a winner. And you can continue to repeat that. You don't necessarily have to say it out loud. You can say it in your mind. And this keeps out the undesired comments and all of the undesirable information that you don't want to come into your mind. For if you're working on becoming physically fit? What are the things that the first line of defense is to control your mind? Because one of the things that will happen is that when you see a cookie, if you like cookies, or if you see a delicious pie, if you're a person who likes pie, or if sweets is your issue, your mind, the first things that start to happen is that you start to imagine something going, something sweet in your mind. You start to see things happening, see yourself eating something sweet. You start to see yourself eating high calorie foods that are loaded with sugar. And so how do you counteract that? You counteract that by paying attention to your mind and what's going on in your mind. And you replace it with broccoli, asparagus. And although if you're a person who says, I don't like broccoli, you know that broccoli is healthy for you. So if you replace it with healthy foods that you like, you will counteract the sugar. However, if you replace it with broccoli, that's going to shake your mind up because it's ill. I don't like that. But at the same time, it's going to register in your mind that you do realize that it is healthy. So your first line of defense is your mind. And so your thoughts are extremely powerful. This is where the phrase thoughts are things comes from. So whatever you want to bring into your life, whatever experience you want to bring in your life, then bring that experience into your life. The second thing I want to talk about quickly is your emotions. Now, emotions is something that we really, really, really have to pay attention to. When it comes to your emotions, emotions can be very detrimental to your success. For example, we have a tendency to allow our emotions to govern how we respond to things. We let our emotions tell us that what's right versus what's wrong. And for the most part, emotions will not always be correct. Your emotions and how you use your emotions will actually be based on, well, how you were raised. If you were taught a form of emotional control, you're going to be in control. If you were taught a form of the fight or flight syndrome, in other words, fight it out, then your emotions are going to fly off the handle. And that's not going to bring you what you want. If you were taught the negative side of life, your emotions are always going to convince you that things aren't working in your favor. See, when you start to think about things that are counterproductive to who you really are, then your emotions become weak. And if you start to think about those things, well, unfortunately, your emotions are weak because they are affected by your mind. And your mind becomes affected because of how you were raised, and you never did anything to change that. So your emotions, it's all about what you're feeling, what you're feeling. Sometimes when people get into a relationship, in the beginning, it's all great. But then at some point, it seems to go awry. Why? Because one person can't handle their emotions. One person has not been taught how to process love properly, how to deal with certain things properly in their life. They haven't been taught these kinds of things. And so as a result of that, these emotions will send you towards something that isn't for your highest and best life. So you really want to be aware of what's going on in your emotions. What are you feeling? And don't just go with that feeling. You need to question that feeling, because sometimes our feelings can cause us to eat unhealthy foods. Our feelings can cause us to do things that are counterproductive to our success. Our feelings can cause us to say things that will actually sink our own success ship. So you want to be aware of your feelings. And if you say, yeah, my feelings, they really do fly off the handle. So what do I do? Well, here's the thing about your feelings. The thing about your feelings are it's that you really want to get in touch with them. And I know that sounds a little bit like a cliche, but when I say get in touch with your feelings, you want to become aware of how you're going to react in certain situations. If you know that you have a tendency to react in a manner that's counterproductive to success, then what you want to do is you want to start to write out what is the best way to handle this situation. What are the best types of emotions I can display in this situation? You may not always get it right. You may not always do it right. But if you know the best way or the right way to respond emotionally, you can start to practice that. And once you start to practice that, then you're going to go to your highest and best life. You're going to become stronger. You're going to become smarter. Yes, because once you can control your emotions, they kind of work together. Even though everything comes through your mind, your mental filters, your thoughts that you put out, and that actually controls your emotions. If you start to work on both of these and work to control your emotions, then your emotions can control your mind, and your mind can control your emotions. So these two are now working together to help one another be strong. So you really want to work to strengthen your thoughts and to strengthen your emotions. Now, the final thing that I want to talk to you about is your will. These three things make up your soul: your mind, your emotions, and your will. Now, your will, that's your action pack. And this is where you unpack what you're actually going to do and you follow through on it. But I want to let you know this, that if your mind isn't strong, if your emotions haven't been strengthened, then your will is going to be weak. You're not going to take action. And the actions that you do take, they're going to be counterproductive to the very outcome that you want. So you want to work to strengthen your mind and your emotions, and then be clear about what you are willing. You know, people talk about willpower, and the truth of the matter is there is no willpower unless you can control your thoughts and emotions. Once you can control your thoughts and emotions, now you can have that willpower that you need. Your will is all about doing. It's all about making conscious decisions to take right actions so that you can get what you want. Bring the very things that you want into your life so that you can start to thrive, so that you can start to win. And believe me, when you can get these three guys working together, you are going to win. Now, you say, well, I don't have a lot of willpower. Think about it. Whenever you watch a television show or you're watching TV commercials, the commercial that comes on that talks about the fact that you don't have willpower, so you should take this diet pill, or you don't have willpower, so you should eat this low-fat food. And we've discovered that low-fat foods aren't exactly the best for you. But you're being convinced that you don't have the strength to follow through and eat healthy foods all on your own. See, this is something that's coming at your thoughts. So if you want to strengthen your will to follow through, you want to reinforce ideas of the outcome that you want to have. You want to reinforce that in your mind. You want to let your life be something that you've already played out like a movie in your mind, something that you felt through in your emotions. And so this is really what you want to pay attention to. And when you can do that, now your will, nothing will stop you. Now, here's another thing that will increase your will. Your why. Once you know why you're doing something, you can send your mind the right messages. Your emotions will connect to that, not in the sense that you're attached to the outcome, but your emotions have now been given a task or a command that, listen, we have bought into this, and this is what we're going to make happen. We are going to be successful in this area. So now your emotions and your mind, they're working together. And so your will now understand we have a very strong why. And so you're always going to get up and do what it is you're supposed to do until you reach the finish line. Well, listen, this is a little bit of information that will hopefully help you to understand the role that your soul plays in your goal setting. As I said, your soul must connect to your spirit in order for you to do your most amazing things in this life. But in the meantime, work on your soul and learn what it takes to connect to your spirit. I encourage you to become a member of our Power Achievement Club. You can go to designingyourlifetoday.com/power-club and you can become a member. And the membership cost, it has been kept to a smaller, lower amount so that you can't use the excuse that you can't afford it. can you not afford to bring in the information that will help you go to the next level? Do what it takes to get whatever information, whether you sign up for the Power Achievement Club or not, do what it takes to get the information that you need so that you can become your very best. You owe it to yourself. And can you imagine what your life will be like when you are at your highest and best? You're going to inspire family, you're going to inspire friends, and you're even going to inspire strangers, people that you haven't even met yet, and make some new friends in the process. Thank you so much for purchasing my book, The Power of Intentional Goal Setting. Encourage someone else to purchase the book, because I think it's important that we all understand how to achieve our goals and how to get to where it is we want to be. Hey, have a great day, have a great journey, and remember to do life with power.